Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 951, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we have been talking about, we're in Siman Reish Tesvav, talking about the halachas of Amein, and we've been working on the category of, actually, not Amein, but Bracha Shein Etzricha, Bracha Levatala, but mostly Bracha Shein Etzricha. In other words, when somebody makes a bracha that is not needed, is there a place and time that one could do that and make it into a bracha that is needed? So we went through a few different interesting cases. The last one we spoke about in reference to Shabbos, right? We spoke about as far as making the 100 brachas with the fruits on the table. Somebody's bringing fruits and so on. So we said it was a machloik. It's best not to do that. If somebody did do that, yesh hamilismach. Okay. So just real quickly to read a little bit from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, how he brings it down. And again, Reish Tezvav Ois Yud Dalad in the Piskei Tshuvas. Ligroim bracha shein etzricha ekev safek bracha. In other words, trying to get out of a tight situation whereby it might be a machleikis amongst the poiskim, that is what we're talking about. So he brings down some of it just real quickly to review a couple of the cases that we spoke about. Im oisa kein lenatzmi safek bracha, right? Omnam im oisa kein kedei lenatzmi safek bracha, kegoin levarach shehakol al maat mashke kedei lifter hamashke shebesoy chasudo. Let's say, for example, somebody wants to make a shehakol on a drink right before they go to eat because they want to get themselves out of the, it is a machloikis as far as making a bracha on a drink during a meal, but in general we do paskin that we do not make a bracha on a drink during a meal. But he does bring down, somebody wants to, or by the case of the, like with the cake we said, right? The same thing. Lamais, we don't make a bracha on most cakes during the meal, but if somebody wanted to just take a drink right before, or take a mezonis right before, and again, drinking less than the shear, not having to make a after bracha. He does bring that down, okay? In other words, and then like this, you get yourself out of all, sveikas. You take a little drink and have in mind all the drinks and everything that you're gonna drink during the meal. Or to make a bracha on a little piece of mezonos, cake, cookie, or whatever. When you're going to be eating cake during the meal, and mistapek so then it would be okay. And that's what he says on the right. So he brings that down. But he brings in Hara number 86 on the bottom from Mishmura the Graz, which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav Mishmura, Hara number 86 on the bottom, right in conjunction with the Mishmura Shulchan Aruch Rav and so on. Vim oichel kashir lefnei asuda, if whatever reason a person has to eat this before the meal, like we said in the cases we spoke about, or drink yesh lizor ladaktek beinyan bracha achroina ki yesh bezeh kama prate dinim, and that gets complicated. What, when, and where to make a bracha achroina? So make sure to drink. If a person does, it should only be a sip, a small amount, less than a revius. And if somebody eats, you know, in conjunction with the things we've been talking about, they should make sure to eat less than a kezayis. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so another case that he brings down: v'chein behevioi lefan of Michael b'soy chasuda. Let's say somebody goes to wash, right? And so the lemaisa they washed. And he says, so they're bringing you, let's say, something again that's a sophic. You don't know. And they're, in general, we don't make a bracha. You washed, you made a moitzi. So the main staple foods of the meal, right? We've spoken about this quite a number of times. The main staple foods of the meal, you don't make a bracha, right? Kugel, chicken, or whatever the case is. Schnitzel, potatoes, all these type of things, the main staple of the meal, you don't make a bracha. When it comes to dessert, right, fruits, so then you make a bracha. There are some questions, though. Let's say like appetizers and different type of things like that. When it's a fruit, of course, I should mention that when it's a fruit. But be it as it may, so he says, in other words, if you have like a blintza with main staple foods inside, and mushroom, that's part of the meal, right? But when it's mamish a fruit, then that's when you get like a cup of a fruit cup. These type of things are questionable. But let's say they bring you something. in the middle of the meal, a mistapik im hu begeder devarim habon, and you're not sure if this falls under the, it's not really a fruit, but you're not sure if it falls under the guidelines of machmas asuda, in other words, part of the meal. So that's another interesting case. Hu begeder devarim habon, machmas asuda. So I'm not sure. Should I make a bracha? Should I not? Whatever. I can't think of an example offhand really right now, but they bring you something and I'm not sure. Does this fall under the fruit category or does this fall under the main staple food category? If it's in the fruit category, I have to make a bracha. If it's a main staple food, I don't have to make a bracha because I washed on my bread. So what do I want to do? I'll put it on the side. I'll eat it after I bench. Like this, I'll make a bracha on this item, whatever it might be. Right? Like we said, it's possible cakes or whatever, but anything that a person is not sure, right? Miller meal. Let's take it a good example, a cake, right? The type of a cake, and they're not sure. I remember I was once sitting at a table, so I was sitting somewhere, and somebody asked me, what bracha do I make? And it was a dessert type of a thing, like a cookie, but a chocolate. It was a little bit of a complicated type of a thing. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? Is it really mezonos? What about the chocolate? And it's all one, you know. So it was a little bit of a complicated thing. So such a thing like that, and the person is not sure, what do I do? Do I make a bracha? Do I not make a bracha? It's right, it's the dessert, but it's really mezonos. Okay. I'm just giving you an example, just so we get the point. Mistapik im hu begeder. And I'm not sure, do I make a bracha, do I not? Because maybe it's part of, maybe it falls under the mezonos category, maybe it falls under the chocolate category, something like that. So what am I going to do? I'll just put it on the side. And we're not talking about Shabbos. We're finished with the 100 bracha story. We're talking about stam a meal. I'm at a wedding. I don't know, anywhere. I'm by a friend's house. So I'll go ahead and bench. And then after I finish benching, I'll make a bracha on this one item. And then I'll make an after bracha, and that's all. If I eat enough, right? Because I'm not sure. Should I make a bracha? Should I not? I know for sure. Once I bench, I have to make a bracha because you can't eat without a bracha. I bench now. If I want to eat this cookie-like chocolate thing or whatever it is that I'm this thing that I have a question on, then I for sure have to make a bracha. It's like anything else. You can't eat without a bracha. You benched. It's over, right? So you'll say, well, what are you doing? You're middle of the meal. Eat it now, and that's it. Yeah, but do I make a bracha? Do I not? So you're misupik. So then, such a case like that. He says, "Manicha lacha berachas mazin." You want to put it aside till after benching. That would also be okay. It would not fall under the category of brachas shetzricha because there's a brachas shetzricha. I'm doing it specifically to get out of this suffix. Ve'ein b'chol elu hadoyma lahem chashash brachas shetzricha. So that's another interesting case that he brings down. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.